Kelly hijacked one of her friend's birthdays. I told a little old lady who was practically blind wrong directions on accident. Innocent mistakes, right? So what mistake do you still think about? Little innocent mistake. Jordan, we'll start with you.
It's been years and I still can't get over it. I used to work in a hospital and I was griping one day about the hospital bed. I went in to take care of a patient and I couldn't get the bed to work. And I griped for like 5 straight minutes about it. He apologized. I said, oh, you don't have to worry about it. It's not your fault. It was his fault.
Oh, no.
He was the head engineer for the company that developed the bed. And he actually worked on that model.
Oh, gosh. Oh, you've just been sitting there ranting and raving about what awful work he was doing without really knowing it.
Yeah, exactly. I felt terrible. I thought he was lying, and his wife was like, no, for real. He designed this.
Oh, no.
That's one of those moments where you're just like, all right, I'm Homer Simpson going back into the bush now.
Exactly, because there's nothing you can really say to get out of it. Oh, well, really, they're really nice beds, though.
Yep, so I'll live with that forever.
Jordan, thank you so much.
No problem. You guys have a great day.
You too. Morgan text asked a server if they had any condoms instead of condiments. That's just one of those Freudian slips.
Yes.
And then it just sits with you forever.
Yep. And then you can't really, well, you can say, well, I meant condiments.
Right.
But, yeah, but it's out there.
But every time you go out to eat now, it's you're in your head. You're thinking of that moment 100%.
Well, that's when you start listing the condiments individually. Do you have ketchup?
Right.
Do you have mayonnaise?
Right. Lindsay said on Facebook, when I was in middle school, I would ride my bike to a local nursing home and visit with the residents. One day, an old lady in a wheelchair asked me if I could wheel her to the front porch so she could enjoy the weather. So I did. After we talked a bit, I went back into the nursing home. By the time I got halfway down the hallway, alarms started going off and nurses came running past me yelling, how did she even get out there?
Oh, gosh.
I turned and followed the nurses outside to see the little old lady wheeling herself halfway down the drive and out onto the street. I helped her escape.
Oh, no, no, no. Oh, no. Oh, that's not good.
HJ on Facebook said, that time I was leading football warm-ups before a game, and when I went to sound off on three, 1, 2, 3, puberty was pubertying on that day, and the whole team and coaches, and I'm sure the opposing team were all laughing. We did win the game, however, though.
Oh, there you go.
Mary,
that's your flex.
Again, these are the innocent little mistakes that you just keep thinking about. Mary said, calling my mom on her work phone, asking her if she was home yet. Oh, shoot. And then there is Chana, who said, when in seventh grade, I had to read out loud during class. And I said orgasm instead of organism.
Oh, gosh.
Still haunts me daily.
Oh, no.
And then Nancy rolls in. I did something similar. I told my dad we learned about orgasms in science. Oh. He smiled and told me to tell my grandpa what I learned.
Oh, gosh. Oh, no, no, no. We don't tell grandpa that.
Oh,
shoot.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, good fun there. If you want, you can see the post up on Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show.